Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to be a member of our community, head on over to missionmatters.com/community to apply. All right, so today is a special episode. We have Kim Verna on the line. She's a financial advisor over at New York Life and a chief intellectual property owner at Healthy Lifestyle. And today we're going to talk about health and wellness, or health and wellness startup focused on sustainability. So lots of good stuff to come. But first off, hey, I just say, Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the great introduction.
All right, so we got a lot to cover today. I want to talk about sustainability, talk about your product line, talk about your startup, of course. But before we get into all of that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Kim, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Kim, what mission matters to you?
Well, as the founder and the chief intellectual property owner of Healthy Lifestyle LLC, I would like to say that Healthy Lifestyle is committed to offering premium quality products that are sustainable and environment friendly. Through our product lines, Healthy Lifestyle Infused and Healthy Lifestyle Smart, we are basically offering the science of infusing water with nutrients and ingredients that are naturally present in fruits, herbs, and tea blends. And through our premium product lines, we intend to offer a lifestyle that assists in healing, increasing immunity, youth, longevity, towards better approach, as far as fluid intake is concerned. Mm-hmm. I have 4 patents pending approval as far as these 2 product lines are concerned. And within Healthy Lifestyle LLC, we are also launching 3 more premium product lines, which are again aimed at sophisticated healing, holistic nutrition, or smart hydration. And that is all in a day's game when it comes to working as a financial professional with a day job.
So, like, where did all this start for you? Like, how did you get on this entrepreneurial path between finance, between sustainable living? Like, how did all that come about?
That's a very good question, I would say, Adam. I would have more than 15 years of successful corporate career behind me. I've worked across different parts of the world with some of the leading multinationals that have been shaping the world so far. I have been hands-on as far as renewable sustainability and climate change is concerned. And given the fact that how artificial preservatives, chemical ingredients such as pesticides have a negative impact on the climate, on the human health as such. So Healthy Lifestyle is basically a blend. And I would like to say, the thought process became very, very crystalline when coronavirus had hit the world. That is the time when I had decided to basically form the company and bring the products to life. I have already applied for the patents for these products and they are pending imminent approval. So if you would see, some of the products such as Healthy Lifestyle Infused, all you need is a daily routine, I would say a little bit of a discipline, that you blend your water with infused with ginger, for example, a little bit of turmeric, just to enhance your immunity towards flu, towards certain strains of coronavirus, which attack your lung system and, cause inflammation. It's a very good way to naturally amplify, I would say, the response system of your body towards the external mechanisms, which deplete the immunity fighting or resisting capability of our body. But that's just one part. When it comes to infused hydration and smart hydration, healthy hydration goes a long way in a balanced system, detoxing, having a nice glowing skin, and overall healing of the body. So, yes, coronavirus became the trigger of this thought process.
How does, go a little bit further in this concept of sustainability and why this is so important. Like, how does this play into it?
sustainability is the need of the hour, especially when we are seeing so much when it comes to climate change, you know, predictable weather patterns, so many natural calamities that we have never seen before in the modern world or since the industrial times. That is because, you know, in some way or the other, we've gone too far as humans in terms of interfering with the natural, delicate equilibrium and the ecosystem that exists on planet Earth. We've created, you know, tons and tons of Mount Everest when it comes to plastic. And, you know, this is not good for our environment. So that's one thing. The excessive use of pesticides, excessive use of medicines, how they are produced in the entire supply chain. You know, somewhere deep along the line, we need to think, you know, human bodies were designed by God, you know, to consume food, water, and other ingredients in natural form. Never were we incarnated to kind of, you know, feed on preservatives, on pesticides. Yeah. So if you would see, you know, all this had to sync up and be in balance with now what we are seeing, you know, the next drive, which is called sustainability and preserving the natural ecosystem that the Earth has to offer to us. So that's why I said these are, you know, premium top of the line products, which are sustainable. And, you know, apart from being responsible towards your nature, towards the environment, you're also being responsible and smart towards your own health.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the way you position and frame sustainability. And to take it maybe a step further, let's get into some of the ingredients, like in some of the your thought process behind the things and the products that you've brought out. Because, you know, like you said, it's natural things that God made, right? Not preservatives or other things that humans made. So tell me more about that piece of it.
All right. So I'll take a little more holistic approach towards it. We live in a modern world. Our life is really busy. Our lifestyle is really busy. You might be a media personality who's always on the move. I'm a finance professional, you know, who has to drive point to point for client meetings, right? But and it so happens that we, you know, in terms of quenching our thirst, or when we want to drink water, we are either having soda, coffees. You know, coffee to a certain extent is okay, but how healthy is it to have, you know, over-the-top sugar content in a soda and drink it like water? It is not. Is it possible that if you have an innovative, though a simplistic product, which a very simplistic approach in your hand, that you just fill it up in the morning, you know, for the infusion that you would like to try that day, depending upon your lifestyle, depending upon your immunity, depending upon your age, preference, taste, and have that instead of something artificial, you know, and keep you moving, keep you vital. And, you know, it's basically good for your system in terms of balancing it, hydrating it, and nurturing it, you know. Our bodies are temples, so we need to preserve the way the God would like us to do it, you know.
And so, of course, you have your product line, and at the end of this, I'll give, you know, the audience an opportunity, websites or social media, or wherever, however you want people to connect with you. But I also like to provide some tips. I like my audience to be able to walk away from an interview or when they're listening to it and get some things that are actionable. If somebody is watching or listening to this and they're thinking about, you know, I need to start making some healthier choices, but maybe I don't know exactly how to start. Like, what are some things that they can start thinking about in terms of their path of becoming healthier and taking a more sustainable view on their health?
Of course, that's a very good thought for your viewers, I would say, and very considerate of you. So I would like to say, you know, our website is healthylifestyle.life, and you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook page. We post one healthy tip. As far as the healthy lifestyle using infused water is concerned, every single day at 9 a.m. EST. Having said that, when the individual change is concerned, you know, you want to bring about a positive change in your life and your health, I would say, you know, drink water in the requisite amount. Please do not overlook the fact that it's really important for your system. That's one part. And instead of having, you know, those soda and the fizzy drinks, try replacing it maybe with matcha tea, you know. Try replacing it maybe water infused with lemon and honey. Try infusing it maybe with mint tea, which is good for your system, you know. So it all depends upon the weather condition, your lifestyle. But all we are handing out to you is a sophisticated product that can help individuals on the move, you know, who are really, really busy with their lifestyle, with their work choices, with their families, and so on. But, you know, this is just within your reach to be able to maintain and supplement your body with the ingredients that are naturally available in food, tea blends, fruits, and so on.
Yeah. Any tips on your end? Like, so me, I struggle with staying hydrated. Like, I'm going to pick on myself, not anybody else out here. Like today, I probably have one glass of water, and I'm in LA. It's already 11:26. I have one glass of water all day long. Like, how do you in your personal life, or just in general, your clients, how have you heard like some ideas on how they remember or how they stay hydrated? Like, how do you do it?
All right. So some of the, you know, a very common ways that my clients stay hydrated or healthy and detox is, for example, they might start their day with green tea infused with lemon. You know, it's good for your system. It balances out your system. And then lemon also infuses, you know, vitamin C into the green tea, which basically enhances over a period of time, if taken systematically, immunity against flu. I live in Massachusetts, in Boston. So, you know, when the flu season is there, you have to be really, really careful because it just catches up so fast. You know? So, yeah, you do not want to lose your days. You don't want to, you know, slack back on your health. So that's one easy tip. And let's say you've had something really healthy for the lunch with the client. You took them out to a great lunch, or you took them out for a great evening dinner. You know, have mint-infused tea just to relax your system, calm down. Or maybe you've had a hectic day. You know, it's been really, really stressful. You're concerned about tomorrow. But it's your body, you know. It's the natural cycle of sleeping that kind of, you know, you have to, that ways you have to recover to kind of fight the war the next day. So have, you know, chamomile infused tea in the night for a relaxed tea sleep, so that, you know, you're fresh, you're awake, you're kicking in the morning next day, just to be, you know, more vigilant of your surroundings. All this is needed. It's the life that we are living, that we have to make a conscious choice of adopting a healthy lifestyle over the fast food or the fast drinks, you know, just to be ahead of the game if we want to be.
Kim, just listening to you talk about it is making me thirsty. I already know. I'm like, man, I want a mint tea. I want this. I want that. And I love it. And thank you for giving those tips, by the way, because they're super helpful to me. I hope they're helpful to our audience as well, because what I find, and especially on this show, is when I'm working with professionals like yourself, like you're in that space all day, every day. So to you, that's common knowledge. To me, it was not common knowledge. And maybe to many of the people that will watch this, it's not common knowledge to them. So I hope this helps them in their journey, as I'm sure it'll help me in mine. That being said, Kim, you mentioned that you also had some patents on your products. Maybe go into that a little bit, because I'm curious, and I'm always interested when I'm working with somebody that's in or interviewing them on their products, and they tell me they have some patents. So how did all that come about?
So like I said, you know, the thought process took a crystalline form during the coronavirus. And, you know, when I did, I have been researching on this topic for a pretty long time, you know, as a part of my extracurricular activities while I was heading the operations for the Indian subcontinent for GE. One of the extracurricular activities was, of course, you know, the healthy nutrition that was being served in the form of meals to the corporate employees at GE headquarters. Mm-hmm. You know, how much calorie intake, how long the meal has been prepared for, how long, you know, is there any preservatives that is being used? So if I build upon that knowledge, you know, which was very empirical and practical in nature, mm-hmm. apart from my background in engineering and polymer science and chemical technology, mm-hmm. yes, you know, this was, of course, the next step. And given the fact that I come from a family of engineers, you know, patents is something that we think through. All right, so you're investing in a company and you're investing in certain product lines that you feel strongly about. Mm-hmm. How difficult it is to get replicated. Very easy, you know. Yeah. All the production has been outsourced to the Far East. They can make it easy. But if you have to make something that honors, I would say, the trade policy between US and China. Mm. So the material for healthy lifestyle infused, for example, is made of Triton. Mm-hmm. It's a certain chemical company in the US which produces it. And, you know, it's, of course, the production is outsourced to China, but we have a contract manufacturing in the sense mm-hmm. that there are certain standards that they have to comply with mm-hmm. in terms of manufacturing, in terms of raw material, in terms of labor, in terms of disposal of waste. And that is how all these things come into being. Mm-hmm. And as far as the patents is concerned, I would like to say, oh, my, you know, my thought process about the lifestyle has been really simple, mm-hmm. but the patents were designed in the sense that, you know, to keep the imitations out, first of mm-hmm. all, because I want to keep the approach novel when it comes to health and yeah. towards the environment. So yeah. I don't want cheap imitations flooding the market, spoiling our environment, you know, mm-hmm. and interfering with the human health. For example, there could be a cheap plastic product out there which can do the same job, mm-hmm. but it might have, you know, a chemical such as BPA. Yeah. Ours is BPA-free, and BPA is not good for human health. It's toxic mm-hmm. in the long run, and it has been proven in medical studies. So that's what. So that is the reason why I thought of patents around the product. And of yeah. course, you know, as a as a financial individual, mm-hmm. and I've done my specialization in corporate finance and investment banking. So mm-hmm. applying all the thought process of setting up a company, forming an LLC, and you know how to bring about the product line, how to create technology differentiation and your own differentiation for your own brand in the flooded market, because market gets competitive anytime that your product becomes successful. So these were the thought through process that you know I applied while coronavirus was there. There was ample of time, you know, so many of us were isolated. We were not traveling for client meetings, you know, it was all yeah. over Zoom. So there was a lot of time which went into the thought process mm-hmm. behind this.
It's awesome. And I understand that you're also working on a book as well. Maybe tell us a little bit more about that too.
Oh, thank you so much for bringing that up. I could, well, I am really grateful that the book also, you know, crystallized into form as I was working on these inventions. Mm. And the amount of research work that I did. So, for example, some of the tips that I gave it out to you, many of those are available in the book. And trust me, you know, when I say about the book and the tips that our company typically rolls out for the audience on Instagram, on mm-hmm. Twitter, on Facebook, yeah. we are, in fact, not even promoting our product or brand to that extent. We are promoting these healthy lifestyle tips, you know, for individuals to pick up. You know, you can even use a cup, you know, just to infuse lemon in your green tea. That it's a different thing altogether. You cannot run around with it, but still, because the intent is holistically positive towards the well-being of the individuals. And that's the mission of the company, you know. So the book is focused on, you know, in ingredients that are naturally available in fruits, tea blends, certain vegetables, and certain blends by themselves work really, really well. For example, ginger and honey, natural honey in particular. So which works so well with warm water that it imparts healing to the human body when consumed right. That is what the book is all about. It's not rocket science, but I would like to say it's eye-opening when you read it. You see, the power to heal, the power to remain healthy, the power to remain calm, composed, and maintaining a balanced sleep cycle is all within your reach. That's what it's about.
It's awesome. Well, Kim, I have to say it has been great having you on the show. I feel like I'm one step further on my journey of hydration. Again, I'll pick on myself here to my audience, those that aren't hydrated. You better listen to this a second time and get and take some of these and take better notes on how to stay hydrated. And when Kim's book comes out, of course, we all have to pick up a copy of that. But that being said, Kim, if somebody wants to follow up and learn more and follow your journey, you mentioned your website, you mentioned your Instagram. Maybe leave that information again or any other ways that people can follow up so that they can continue the conversation.
All right. So our website is healthylifestyle.live, and you can follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is healthylifestyle_infused. We post daily tips on how to stay hydrated naturally and with one tip, to suit your lifestyle. I would say go along with the flow.
Fantastic. And we'll put that information in the show notes for our audience. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, what we can all learn from that so that we all grow together. That's the whole point of the platform, is so that we all grow together. If that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up in the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Kim, again, thank you so much for coming on today. I really enjoyed our time together, and thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.